Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love. We know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it.
Then when we need you now,
pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel faith, and in my holy war.
The pressure, not blessings. Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? Whoa. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Hey. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Whoa. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light.
I heard somebody call.
Factory. It's blasphemy when you're blasting me with microphone techniques. I'll force you back into obscurity. You can't see me. I break bars on the surface of Mars. Thin as a Venus is vaginal with my penis. I mean this. Counterbalance your Venus to Venus.
The word in your dialect is hard to define. Don't get started. The word in your dialect is hard to define. No man gets immunity.
I see you watching me. You can't dissect my rhymes in an autopsy. The xeroscopic copy. My windmill killed the sever the nerve endings. Your sentence is pending, depending on if you win. But you know that I know that donkey only flow. My nigga chalk it up a no-go. You can't prevail against my alter ego, Shogo. He's valid. My front of those sticks like a callus. While I'm toasting, y'all niggas still boasting. Pop tarts and you're toasting. Make your mama lose some emotions, nigga. I blow shit that looks like cannabis. Can't cock it to the ARD. Big guns loaded with 16 words. Take heat to left it, son. The book is shot and it's flip-flam. I pop three in your diaphragm, you fucking moody. I transform like Hong Kong Fooey. That's my word. I get shit with the iceberg. Catastrophic devastation caused by tsunami and major seashores. I make noise with that bitches and stilettos. Bouncing in the corridors.
Don't get me started. I'm the word in your dialect that's hard to define.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Bong bong, bitch. X-missile. Straight up. The mind is to the soul, now the brain is to the body. I enter the body to converse with antibodies. The scorch to Arabic sands of the Saudi.
I exhale and prevail.
I come forth by day, and now by night is the thief. I come in peace, but my verbal technique decapitates the head quicker than a tuxedo creep. So now I unravel the threads of your golden fleece. OG, this is iconic like Della Reese. Tap you on your cheek to proceed to dismantle your physique. I produce positive electrons like electrolytes. I drop square beers colder than a Klondike. Across my bones, I stand upright to connect with carbon crystals with pistols in my bloodstream. Through the creation of Ptah, I exit clean. What I mean, I found wealth in my dreams. The mind is to the soul, out the brain is to the body. I enter the body to converse with antibodies.
To converse with antibodies. What's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. Well, I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe. Man, I know this is a crazy night, crazy schedule, but hey, we here tonight. We're gonna hit it and quit it. Be here for a little bit tonight, and we're gonna get out y'all way because we know this is New Year Eve. Y'all got that Kovasi A already. Y'all got the weed on deck. This nigga John is in the studio today with us. He about to pass out, so we got to get this nigga up out of here so he can be in the bed. Get him a warm glass of milk and go to bed. What up, John? What's good, man? I ain't seen you in the studio in a minute. Hold on, bro. Now go ahead. Whoa, hold on, bro. Now go ahead.
You can hear me. I can hear myself.
All right, there we go. Now, yes. You got that mask. You covered up in the mask.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, pull it in. Pull the mic up. There we go.
My bad. Now, I've been working, man, trying to get the little holiday money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that holiday money.
Yeah, so I'm trying to stay back in effect now. I think I hear somebody knocking on the door.
Oh, well, what's his name out there? He'll get it for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but, man, you ready to go in. Ready to go in.
All right, okay. Well, all right, we're going to do the countdown because we got to hit it and quit it. We're going to do the countdown. So Man, name me one thing, John. Name me one thing. Can't hear you all. Hold on, man. What do you mean he can't hear us? Hold on. Oh, hold on. What you mean you can't hear us? We got it. We got it on. Hold on now. All right, hold on. Let me bring D in real quick.
One thing.
Yo, D.
What up, G Money? What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear y'all a little bit now. I know y'all got those masks on, you know, to protect yourself, but sometimes you got to either get up on the mic or just back off the mic or drop the mask or something.
Yeah, yeah, okay. We got it turned up now for you. We got it turned up. All right, we'll check back in with you in a few minutes. All right, so real quick, cause we got to hit this and quit it. Give me one thing that happened to you, you know, something good that happened to you this year. Go ahead. Something good had to happen.
Well, a lot of stuff kind of good happened to me, man. I kind of feel blessed, you know what I'm saying? My grandbaby was born this year. You know what I'm saying? And dang on, I got a lot of little small stuff accomplished, you know what I'm saying? A lot of small stuff accomplished. So I'm grateful for that.
All right, that's all. Yeah,
that is.
That's
why we was on the pop.
All right, that's what's up. That's what I'm about to say. I've been seeing you pictures with the grandson.
The so granddaughter.
Like, oh, that's a daughter. I'm sorry. I thought that was a boy. I'm sorry. I've been seeing you. I'm like, man, look at John. John back in love again. I see him. I see him, man, but that's what's up, cause I wanted to do this, to, you know, get everybody's opinion, you know, as far as something good that happened, cause man, I see so many posts people talking about, man.
So what good happened to you?
I hate this, yeah, man. I'm gonna tell you what good happened, man, is that you know, all my jobs got shut down in March when it first happened, but man, probably around like the end of. Was it June? No, it was about the end of July. Work started coming, and man, it was coming to me at a very good rate, man. Like it wasn't a little low rate that I was getting. They had bumped the rate up and everything. So, and then after that, man, we got sent off to the state of New York, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. The state of New York, where we was at in Long Island.
How was New York?
It was bomb, I'm telling you. It was real cool, man. It was just chill, laid back, chill out there on Long Island. Seriously, chill. Long.
Did you get to
chill.
See any sights?
Yeah. A couple of the weekends we went to the city, New York City, Brooklyn, Manhattan.
Oh wow.
Had a ball. We just walking around there during the day. I wanted to go at night when the parties be jumping off.
That's what
I wanted to go when the parties
do a show out there.
Man, oh man, that's
so busy as we in New York City.
We tearing the city down, and we went out there and did the show. Most definitely. What about now let's talk. Let's move it to I don't know where the other co-host is at. I don't know where Kiki is, but let's talk about a little bit of next year, the future, 2021. What are some things going into the new year that you want to leave behind in 2020?
The main thing I want to leave behind in 2020 is I'm still a little bit lazy. I want to get rid of that. You know what I'm saying? I be listening to all these motivational speakers and stuff. Yeah. I want to do, because the other stuff I'm cool, but certain things I get lazy on. You know what I mean?
Right, little stuff.
Like getting up in the morning walking. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing no basketball. You know what I'm saying? I could correct that stuff.
Most definitely.
I just don't want to be lazy about it. Cause when you get to
especially
a point,
for the granddaughter.
Right.
Because you got to teach her how to play ball.
Right. All that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what I'm leaving behind. Hey, shout out to Dana Sendidi. What's up, Dana? I'm going to tell you what I'm leaving behind. Like, this is real talk. This ain't no cap. I got to leave behind stubborn as negative as toxic as women. I really need to leave that behind because this year taught me a lot about women. I thought I knew a whole lot about women, but this year, 2020 vision gave me a vision of women that I really didn't want to see, but I'm glad I seen it because now I know how to maneuver. I know how to maneuver around. So it let me see that some women are really scandalous. It let me see that some women are toxic as hell. It let me also see that some women are negative as hell. It let me also see that some women would talk about they want a man to lead them. They want a man to teach them, but they are not willing to be led or they're not willing to be taught. So here's the question. How is it, ladies, that you want a man to teach you something, you want a man to lead you, but when he get ready to start leading you and he get ready to start teaching you, you like, what's that? You asking questions. That's the thing. If you got to ask the questions about a man's leadership, you not ready. What's your take, John? Come on, teach, John. Hey, man, ain't watching.
That's too many guns going off in the room. Going in early. I didn't know we was going in this early.
We ain't got much time tonight. We ain't got much time.
I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it'd be a lot of the men's fault, I feel, because, you know what I'm saying? If you don't stand up and lead, you know what I'm saying?
True.
Then she start getting comfortable to where she feel like she can do whatever she want.
Right.
Then, you know, you done let it go too soon. You got to put a stronghold on it from the jump.
Real talk.
You got to put a stronghold on it from the jump. And if they ain't with it, then you might want to be like, hey, you know what? Maybe this ain't for us.
And you know what? Let me put it back on me. See, that's the thing. That was my problem this year. This year I let a relationship go a little bit too longer than what it should have. Okay, because normally, if anybody know me, after, you know what I'm saying, you only get three strikes. Sometimes you may not even make it to the third strike. You fuck up on that first or second time, I'm about to let you go then. But, you know, I kept letting stuff slide, and then now I get into a spot where I done let stuff slide so bad. Now, when we finally do break it off, you know, everybody hurt his heart, his heartbreak hotel in this motherfucker. But, you know what I mean? But hey, that's something. That's something that, hey, I mean, I'm cool now, but that's something that I learned in 2020 that no. 21, we not doing that. 21, I'm looking for the queen. I wrote earlier, I said, I don't want to just be your lover, but I want to be your lord. Hello.
Yeah.
Time for the shirt. Look at the shirt. I want to be your lord, not just your lover. Hello. Let me go to the phone line. I know what's his name ready to hop in. We ain't got much time today. Go ahead, D.
Oh, give me a break, boss. Give me a break. Have mercy on me, boss. Don't get me talking about these women, boss. Give me a break. Give me a break. I'm sitting down here having me a gourmet, as use people like to say, pagan holiday gourmet dinner. Cheese and
crackers. That's what it is. It's a pagan holiday.
She said cheese and crackers.
I never known cheese and crackers to be gourmet. I never known cheese and crackers to be gourmet, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, they done killed your scream again, bro.
I took it off.
Oh, thank goodness. Hey, but listen up, man. 2021... This is the year for the Big Bang Theory. And when I say Big Bang, I ain't thinking about no recreation. I'm talking about dedication to the spirituality of the universe. And I ain't too much into these conscious people that's hollering about they conscious and they following the white man because they pro-black and here they is doing everything the white man say. And I do things like us Europeans do.
Hey, D, you just said something that I want you to speak on. You just used the word European. Can you please, for the listeners, even Matt, I know Matt is listening, can you please explain why you used the word European?
Well, my brother, I have to put it down like this. Okay, let me make sure ain't nobody burning a black fist in front of yard. Okay, I'm good. Now, listen, for all you individuals out there that consider yourselves to be pro-black, first of all, calling yourself what I consider a bandwagon, you're jumping on the bandwagon, do your research. Find out where you come from. When you find out where you come from, then you have the understanding of where you're headed. Because you got so many people running around here, I'm from the motherland, okay, where is the motherland?
Well, this guy says here, that guy says there.
Me, myself, I am a European man. Thus to say so is the word of creation. I am European. Now, the only reason why a lot of people can't comprehend that is they can't get up to where I'm at. In other words, stop running from these books like they Dracula's Cross or something. You know, get these books and get some knowledge. And when you get the book, understand who wrote the book and what their agenda was for writing the book. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So I'm European because from the motherland, everything was created and started migrating north. And when it started migrating north, they didn't exactly migrate across the water south. They started migrating north, and I'll let that alone for somebody that don't want to read.
Let me ask. So in other words, you say the word European a lot because you want people to start whipping out the books and understand and to figure out why you saying the word European.
Boy, if you ain't preaching tonight, I ain't gonna pass the bucket. Now check this out. I'm not trying to fly a UFO, okay? I'm not trying to do that. But listen to what I'm gonna say and understand this with all simplicity of the mind. When a person is curious of something, they research and look and dig into it. If they don't, then they never get the understanding of what it's all about. Example, I want to ride a bike. Okay, so how do I ride a bike? First, I get the bike, and then somebody tell me how to get on the bike. And when they tell me how to get on the bike, then I'm aware that seeing this other guy paddle the bike and make it move, I got to paddle the bike and make it move. Henceforth, read. Please, my brothers and sisters, read, get some understanding on where you're running to, and quit being what I consider bandwagon Negroes. It sounds good, so I'm going to jump on the bandwagon too. I don't know nothing about it, but I'm going to jump on the bandwagon because it sounds good. Hey, man, I'm going to guzzle this Pepsi, man, while you digest that.
hey, your boy, man. He said he respect that. He said he respect the fact that you're talking about reading and educating yourself. What's your take on that, John?
On the European word?
Yes.
Because
a lot of people get thrown off about it.
They respect the fact that you're talking about reading and educating yourself.
Feedback.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, just like Mr. D said, it's a lot of knowledge out there, but some people refuse to seek it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be that word, whether it be their own religion, people don't take time to, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like you're ringing the same bell when you bring up slavery, but we was given somebody else's religion, plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? Plain and simple. And, you know, it trickles on down. A lot of the words that we use, we don't know the meaning of it. You know what I mean? They translate the Bible, the original Bible was in Arabic. You know what I'm saying? Well, really, Mesopotamia. You know what I'm saying? And now we got an English version. Mm-hmm. So who knows how many mistranslations is in there?
True.
And if you study them, you can catch them. But still, you know, we've been given something else. And now we got to start, you know, for the smallest things. If you're a Christian, fine, be a Christian, but go and read some. It's other books than the Bible that of history that actually happened in that time. And it can help you understand your Christian religion. But if you don't ever study nothing, you know what I'm saying? And I understand everything goes supposed to go by faith, but there's books, and the religion's got books for you to read, you know? If you just sit in front of a pastor every morning and you don't never read, that's kind of on you. And I think the generation before us had that problem because there was the church-going folks and you know what I mean? So in our generation, we got the internet and we got all this information.
Right.
So we get to looking stuff up and finding out information about who we are. You know what I'm saying? And so it could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. If you see yourself can't really have a conversation like we have with your friends and family because they believe in those old ways, it's sad.
Let me ask you, John, how was it? Okay, did you have those beliefs when you got married and had kids, or did you pick up those beliefs after you was married and had kids?
It was kind of like a journey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It started from when I was younger, and I started reading. So I had already knew this stuff before I got married, but it kind of intertwined, and it's still intertwining in, because we don't talk about religion at our house really like that. But I make little statements, but then I got to explain why I believe in those statements. You know what I'm saying? And I kicked my wife a whole bunch of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? I blew her mind one time with, you know what I'm saying, I don't think when we die, our souls don't go to no heaven or no hell. I think we, what you call it?
Reincarnate.
And your soul goes on to the next journey. And your soul got a journey that it goes on. And then when your soul is at the end of that journey, then you get judged or not.
Well, John, energy cannot be created nor destroyed.
True.
So you right. You pretty much right on what you're saying.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I think you've seen the TV shows back in the day, Montel Williams and all them, and the person be like, I lived a different life, and they get hypnotized or some shit.
Right.
I think that's from they past life. You know what I'm saying? Well, like one little boy, he said he was a Negro soldier.
Mm-hmm. Was he white? Was his skin
he was,
white?
He was a white boy.
And he was a Negro soldier.
He said his past life, he was a Negro soldier. Every time they hypnotize him, it was like, I'm a soldier, I'm a black man in the war, and I get shot. He run the whole line down.
Mm.
So, you know, isn't it, you could be a kid, a woman, or who knows. Mm. But I think it's the soul, when that soul gets tired of that journey. And then that's when it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But I be trying to hit him with all kind of, because when I hit him with it, I said, no, matter of fact, my middle and my youngest and her oldest. And my kids told her, like, ain't no Santa Claus. And she was a big believer, and a lot of women are believers in, you know what I'm saying? That stuff for kids, because they're sentimental. They're sentimental and they want to have these memories with their baby.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's what that is. So they go with this, you know, like he said, made up holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, but I gave my kids the real life. Not that my kids was better than, you know, my youngest is better than my oldest, but I was just like, it ain't no Santa Claus, man.
No, you got to keep it real.
You got to keep it real. And he said, why would you tell your kids that? Because they told my daughter. And I was like, well, that's really the real. I had to get that realization, like, why do we keep lying to our children? You know what I'm saying? At a certain age, I saw my toy in my mama's closet. I was like, I know it ain't no Santa Claus. She got mad.
Mm.
She was like, that ain't even for you. That's for one of the kids at the hospital. I'm like, I know. Because I would ask my uncle. My uncle would say, well, how are you getting your apartment? I was like, well, we got bars on the windows. My mama, she was giving all these excuses.
Yeah, Santa Claus get his big ass down the chimney.
He can what you call it, like walk through walls or something. He can walk through walls.
She's making up stuff.
Like, we got a chain on the door. He got a special key that opens every door. It was all these lies. You know what I'm saying? And then you finally find, and then you be like, you know, so you don't want to get less presents, so you be like, all right, you know what I mean? That's what I had to do, but you shouldn't have to do all that.
That's why I was asking you that, because when I was talking earlier about women saying that they want to be led, they want a man to teach them something. See, that stuff right there, I gladly teach a woman that, but then when you start teaching them, they want to have these adverse reactions. Well, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. You can't tell me shit.
And that's understandable, because it's a slave mentality.
I know, but if I'm your man and you trust me, you will let down your guards and you will throw your emotions. You would, you know, not throw them away, but take your emotions, put them in a little bag, tie a little knot around it, and you will sit and listen to what we're discussing, what we're learning, what we're reading together. You will sit and listen to that and be receptive versus hurry up, have an adverse reaction. We get to talk about Jesus. Like one young lady, she got upset with Matt because Matt said a couple weeks ago Jesus was a black man. And she made it clear when she came over there to speak to let him know that who gives a damn if he was black or not. All that mattered was Jesus is her savior. So I'm like, you know, I mean, that's cool too. Because believe what you want to believe. But I'm just saying though is that you know, he actually was telling it right. That hey, according to the scriptures, he was a Negro.
Well, I just want to what you said, Ty. They say they want to be led, but they be missing out on
they
stuff
not ready.
They really. Yeah, they not ready because they be missing out on stuff they really want. They can create that situation themselves. You want a man to, you know what I'm saying? That's some love making right there. When y'all can lay in the bed,
yeah,
have a conversation about something like that.
Very
and
intellectual.
Not get to arguing, just having a conversation, just bouncing thoughts off each other like, well, this is how I was raised. Well, I was raised like this too, but then I learned this. And y'all had them conversation. That's real love making right there.
Right, and not to let your feelings and emotions get in the way.
Right, you just have a conversation. That's how you learn from one another. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you respect one another, when you can sit down and have them little conversations and not get, you know what I'm saying, emotional about it. We just talking. We just having a conversation.
We having a talk, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is right there.
Let me address something real quick. Let me holler at my girl, Dana. She said, what if you can't relate to Europeans and therefore aren't interested? Okay, Dana, let me ask you, if you're in the chat room, let me ask you real quick, Dana. Okay, did black people, did people from Africa, the Moors of Spain, did they migrate from Africa to European? That's we want to just go there right now. Because I mean, I get your point. I get what you're saying. I'm just saying that if they migrated from to Europe, and if they migrated from Europe, this is the main reason why D talks about he's a European man, because he's traced his lineage, and his lineage says he's from Africa, because we know that the Moors, not only did they migrate, they kind of raped and pillaged over there in Europe too. Okay, after they did that, they was able to civilize the white folks, because if you read history, you'll know that they had hogs and pigs and cows and stuff in their living room, okay? They had to run all through the living room. So the Moors of Spain came over there to teach them, this is not where you keep your farm and your barn animals. You put them out here outside in a barn.
Civilized them.
They didn't wash their ass. So they said the Moors... See, the Moors, they were some great human beings, because the Moors, they handcrafted soap, okay? They invented soap.
Mm-hmm.
So they had bars of soap. They was teaching them how to wash their ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dana said she answered in the chat. Yeah, I'm just saying, like according to history, does history say that black people, dark-skinned people, was the first to be over there in Europe? That's what I'm saying. Take it back to John.
And that makes sense. Because like he said, we migrated north. But you know, that's the thing though, that's a mighty hard pill to swallow, man. For people who have went through, you know what I'm saying, years and years of thinking that they're superior, and then all of a sudden they realize that they weren't the first people on this earth. It was the people that you think for all them years was nothing, that you suppressed and oppressed and did all this shit to, that's still happening today. And you find out later on in life through, you know, reading or TV or science or whatever, and you realize that we are the original man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's scientific fact. It's, I done seen shows where female white scientists and said the oldest bones we got in the world is from a, you know, DNA is from a black person. And man, the rabbit hole.
Name Lucy.
Man, yeah.
Why name got to be Lucy? Ain't that a white woman named Lucy?
It sure is. But you know, but we just we're finding this stuff out, and the rabbit hole goes very, very deep. I can get into all kind of stuff, like, you know, some people believe in aliens, some don't. But I've been researching, listening, and reading about this for years. And I read something that said that the alien greys have some kind of DNA that's compatible with Caucasian people. And we don't have that. That's why you don't never hear about black people getting abducted. The only black person I remember getting abducted was Barney Hill. From Betty and Barney Hill. There was an interracial marriage, and they supposedly got abducted. This is all on YouTube. But other than them...
So you said aliens coming back to get their people. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that, yeah. You know, they already got shit going on with the government already.
Right.
But how many of us do you think is in that deep underground government? Probably none of us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it ain't nothing they can do with our bodies. And they're going to go to the people who they think is running this planet, which is the white man.
Mm-hmm. Let me go back to Dana. She said, people identify mostly with people who they can relate to. That's true. Dee says, so how do you know the words is correct? And then she says, I don't care about Europe. I don't have a reason to identify with Europe. Dee says, poor child. She says, I'm completely blessed and comfortable with my identity. All right, absolutely.
And at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Yeah, real talk. That's all that matters at the end of the day, is that you're comfortable with who you are. With who you are. Cindy, Sister Dana, call in. Where you at, Dana? You at work? Let me go back to D, see what D got to say.
That's all that matters. Hey, man, I'm about to get gangsta Doodoo Brown here in a minute now.
Get gangsta Doodoo Brown.
Yeah, I'm about to get gangsta Doodoo Brown. Now I'm looking at this, man. Come on now. Ain't that the same? Now, I could be wrong because, see, like, I'm 400 years old. I could be wrong, and my brain probably turned into oatmeal. Now, ain't that the same sister that said a couple of months ago that she was concerned about her community? How can you be concerned about your community if you're only worried about yourself? I mean, come on, where is that at? That to me, that sounds like an oxymoron statement. No disrespect to the lady, but to me, it sounds like an oxymoron statement. How can I be concerned about my community when I'm only concerned about myself and how I feel? Because what makes me feel good might not make my neighbor feel good, who might look like me. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's important.
Dana's not feeling well tonight.
Oh.
But She had a question for you, D. She said, what are you talking about, sir? What are you talking about, sir?
I'm only throwing UFOs out there for them that are unintelligent and don't like to read.
Okay. I jog Dana's memory. What he talked about when he asked you probably a couple weeks ago, probably could have been a month ago, you and D was going at it because I think Dana said something about she wanted her 40 acres and a mule. And D went crazy, went off, and he kept telling her about other people's community. He said, what about the other community? And then Dana said, well, I'm not worried about that community. I'm worried about my community. And then D said, your community is the Willie Lynch people. I remember that conversation very well. It was very interesting, John. I mean, I had a ball sitting there and just listening and enjoying the conversation.
So, see, she really wasn't aware when she said that she she wanted 40 acres and a mule, she really wasn't aware that that order right there had been rescinded. You don't get no 40 acres and a mule. And, you know, it's amazing. You've got these civil rights activists out there. Oh, I'm sorry. So-called civil rights activists out there hollering, we need our 40 acres and a mule. And they ain't even realized that that was rescinded a couple of weeks after it was put out. You see, so you ain't supposed to get no 40 acres and a mule. And in order for a woman, I'm not all over the place, now stick with me. In order for a woman, as you said in the beginning, that says she's looking for a man to lead, she has to understand, first of all, woman, according to the Tampered With King James Version, you were made from a man's spare rib. Your Tampered With King James Version says God gave man dominion over everything. That includes you. Now, if you can show me in your Tampered With King James Version Bible where that statement was rescinded, I will eat my hat and put down my six-pack of Pepsi for 3 days. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of women today, they don't know what they want. They just bandwagon women. They don't know what they want. I'll drink a Pepsi to that boss.
Okay. But I'm gonna tell you though, what's crazy though, I'm gonna tell you what I don't get. It's like it's tons of women this is a different conversation. This is a totally different conversation, but it's a lot of women out there that I be reading the post on Facebook. They be writing and stuff, talking about how they want to be led by a man. They want to be dominated by a man. But when the man comes to lead and dominate, they can't take it. What, you know what I'm saying? What's up with that? What is up with that? Okay, let me holler at Dana. Me and Dana, we're gonna chop it up from the chat room. She said, oh, yeah, I forgot. I can put this up here now. I can put this up here on the thing. She said, I don't care about anyone else. Wait, she said, I don't care about how anyone else cares to identify. Then she also said, it doesn't matter about what was rescinded. The USA owes descendants of slaves many, many trillions of dollars. I mean, be honest with you, to be real with you, Dana, let me put the... I'm going to put the number in here for anyone else that may be listening tonight. Please call in at area code. Hold on 1 second. Let me get this right. Area code 323-870-4617.
Ty, give it to one more time.
Area code
323-870-4617. And push the number one to talk.
So, I'm gonna say, yeah. Now, Dana, to be honest with you, do you really know what the U.S. really owe us, black people? They owe us our country back. No, listen to the language. I said they owe us our country back, meaning it was ours before anybody white had got here. I got proof. Guess what I'm getting ready to play right now? Because Dr. Martin Luther King said it best. Hold on. I know I gotta have him in here. Gonna get this clip tonight, y'all. Alright, check this out.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, Today, many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. And this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
Now, Hickle some key words that you should listen to, okay? He said at the very same time, the government refused to give the Negro any land. That's one. Then he also says, but they was willing to undergird the European peasants with an economic floor. Okay, so the ones that was coming in from Europe, they was equipping them with everything that they might need to survive. Okay, that's what the United States government was doing with the white people from Europe. They was giving them everything that they might need to survive, but they refused to give the blacks land, and the blacks was the ones that had been here cultivating the land all along.
They're still doing that to this day.
Google could have took it down, but you can see there's a letter from Empress. I cannot think of the Empress last name no more, but Empress Sidi Muhammad from Morocco. He had wrote a letter to President George Washington talking about how he was giving the country over to President George Washington. So that's why I say that what this government really need to do is give back the land to the African American, because it was already ours before they got it. Let's welcome up Music Man Speaks in the building. We got my boy Mac. Oh, hold on. Let me get you right. All right, there you go.
What's up?
Yeah, my boy Matt in the building.
What's up with you? Hey, the thing that's crazy about when they gave the land over to George Washington, the white folks were selfish with it. But guess what the black Indians did for the red Indians? You can't make black without red. So what happened was, when the, you know how they tell us a story in school that the first Indians came over on the Bering Strait,
right?
From Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was they were Siberians were Asians that came over, seeing black men and black women intermingle, intermarry. That's how you got the red Indian race, because the original Indians were black Indians. Africans, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the red Indians. So guess what the black Indians did for the red Indians? They gave them 25 million acres of land. We shared our land. Mm-hmm. Did the white people share? No.
Nope.
They enslaved us. And then when they took us out of physical slavery, they really enslaved us mentally and made it even harder on us. Actually, right now it's harder on us than it is in slavery days. It was just only physical back then.
Mm-hmm.
So we still ain't got rights and we still ain't got land. These are people who have broken treaties with every tribe, culture, race.
Everyone.
And another thing, too, to piggyback on what Martin Luther King was saying that you played,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate you playing that. In the beginning of the I Have a Dream speech, I got it on my YouTube page on Music Man Speaks, where he says, the Negro have been languished in the four corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land.
Uh-huh.
The reason why he says his own land, because Martin Luther King was a Creek, Coretta was a Cherokee.
Mm. See? So Martin Luther King had close ties. Yeah, he had close ties to what he was talking about. Let me read. I'm going to read Dana, then I'm going to let you go, John. Dana said, this is true. Hold on. This is true, but it probably... It's probably not possible for them to repay us anything other than money. Well, the way they acting, they don't even want to hardly give us the money. They can't damn near get a $2,000 stimulus bill. You know what I'm saying? Passed.
Just take this funky $600. We happy.
Damn $600.
That's what y'all get for voting Democrat. Not talking about y'all, but.
but black people so happy to have. Yeah, man. Go ahead, John.
No, but what you were saying, Tyron, they with them refusing to give us the land, and how Martin Luther King was saying how they gave, you know, doing that today, still to this day, and I hope I don't get us in trouble for saying it, but I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Future Farmers of America. You know what I'm
saying? What about Future Farmers of America?
I've been seeing them come downtown, in town ever since I moved to Indianapolis. And they, like you said, they provide these things. Out of 300 kids with their hats on, with their cowboy hats on and their boots, you might see 5 black kids up in there out of 300. You know what I'm saying? And it's a program that they have. So like they said, they can get their own land, cultivate their own land, get loans for their own land. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we can't get shit.
That's what Farrakhan been wanting us to do, too. He said agriculture can make you a millionaire. He's been trying to get black people to get in agriculture, but black people refuse to do that. That's what I wanted to say about that. But Farrakhan was on to it. You on to it about that, though.
Yeah, we need that land.
Right. Let me go to Dana. She said since they have given money to Jews, Native Indians, Japanese, Guam, etc., they can give it to us. Absolutely. They can give us our whole country back. You know, they can give it all back to us. The Constitution is faulty too. Absolutely. That Constitution, I mean, is no. I mean, come on. We still label this three fifths of a human. Come on, what D say? He said, "My bro, you wrong. It was not the demo." Oh, I know. D, yeah. Let's bring him back in. Go ahead, D.
Oh man, you gonna have me gagging over here on this Pepsi. Now, why would he say that it was it's the people called for voting Democrat?
Turn that down.
Now, all
turn
I said,
down.
Heard you say that.
Right. Yeah. That was me.
Turn that down in the background, D.
Yeah, okay. I had to turn my 95-inch screen down. Hey, now listen, brother, are you not aware of how the system works? The Republican president said he wanted to give them $2,000. The bipartisan Republican and Democrat said, yes, let's give them $2,000. But the Republican controlled Senate said, no, we ain't going to do that. Mitch McConnell, the head honcho over the Republican-led Senate, said, no, we ain't going to do
That's against Trump because they got division in their own faction. And you're right.
Well, see, that's sort of you guys close y'all ears because I don't want y'all to hear this. It might hurt y'all. That's what's wrong with a lot of these pro-black African-American wannabe Negroes. They destroy their own community, but they point a finger at the white man, not even realizing that the white man come from them. I'll leave that education alone now.
Oh, yeah. You got the second part right.
Yeah, he got the surface issue right, but he don't have the root of the problem right.
Right.
The root of the problem built the barrel, a.k.a. the hood, for the crabs to be in to destroy each other. So it's okay. Yes, we should look at each other. Yes, we are tearing our community up. That's the surface issue. It's the difference between surface issues and the root of the problem. The root of the problem has always been the white man. And that's from, and I shouldn't even call him a man, because anytime he doesn't have his way, he has a temper tantrum. And I wish the white man would just take his ball and go home, but he can't do that. He got to come back and control the game.
Right.
And control everybody. Because we speak, like I said in my show earlier, we speak the same language, but he don't have the depth of compassion because the white man is not human. They are human hybrids. Black people are human. That's why we cry at funerals and white people don't.
So, my brother.
Indeed, we just having a conversation. I'm not right. And you know, we just having a conversation. I'm not saying that I'm above nor above being corrected. You know,
I'm just here on the show to get the people mad at me. That's all I'm here for, so they can throw rocks at me when they see my Lamborghini going down the street.
And that's why I like you speak your mind, man.
And he do have the word Lamborghini on the front of the car. He actually have the word Lamborghini.
Yeah, we cruising around with D this summer, boy.
Oh, no,
Hey, but see, look, see, I understand where a lot of people, like to say it's the white man. But let us pull back the shade. If we go all the way back to the motherland, wasn't we fighting we, the strong, taking over the weak in the motherland before the white man got there? Oops, I better leave that alone. Give me a Pepsi.
That's part of the culture. What was wrong with that?
What's going on with white on white crime?
It's so hard and hard.
But see the difference between white on white crime and black on black crime is when white do crime, they do it sensible. But when black do black crime, they do it indignant. They just take it to the max.
And we cut each other off and we stop doing business with each other. You're right, because when whites hurt each other, they will continue to do business with each other to keep the money flowing, 10 to 12 times in their community. Black folks, we fall out with somebody for the first time in 40 years because Waltz didn't make our burger right. he forgot the cheese. Now
you're right about that. Let me hop in with Dana. Dana says some of us won't have a white allegiance or love interest. D.
Wow.
D, she said some of us don't have a white allegiance or love interest. Hey, we gotta wrap this thing up. So
hey, let me chew on that real quick. Let me chew on that. The reason it's not that we have white love interest. It goes back to the number one question that I've been asking, but nobody can answer. How can a man love and hate himself at the same time? To understand why we hate the white man, we first have to recognize where the white man come from. And we can take a lot of philosophical books to point it all down and say it come from here, from there, from here to there. But the bottom line is, if we all come from one cell, we're still the same. If we all come from gorillas, we're still the same. And me, myself, being as perfect as I am since I'm 4.5 years old, I know where the white man come from. And he comes from me because I'm European. Hey, I love you guys. Let's keep it rolling.
All right, man. All right, thank you, D. Let's go to Matt. Final remarks. Plugging anything you got going on.
Hey, D. Look up the Rhesus Monkey. I think it's spelled R-E-Y-E-S. Tyron can correct me. Rhesus Monkey. That's where them I ain't even gonna say European. I'm gonna get D mad. That's where cave devils come from. Yeah, that's the word I should use. Music Man Speaks. Follow Music Man Speaks. The radio show will be uploaded. I did with Tyron earlier today, and I want to thank Tyron for having me on his show. BZNZ Talk. Y'all type that in and subscribe now. Let's get them numbers up. Let's get them likes up. Let's get the notifications up. Hit that notification bell. So BZNZ Talk all together. Also, Williams School of Music. Y'all know Real Music Entertainment Company. And thank you so much, Tyron, for having me on the show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Let's go to John. Hey, what's up? I just want to say, it's getting about that time.
Welcome back, John.
Yeah, I'm back. I believe I appreciate it. Y'all know it's about that time. Look, before I came here, the liquor stores was packed and all the food places
were
packed.
They were.
Everybody was gearing up for that big party. Well, I don't see why y'all ain't cooking, but whatever. They was getting the ribs and, you know, we got Chinese food, you know, so.
They barbecuing outside?
Some of them probably is. So, you know, y'all just protect yourselves tonight. Be careful.
Yeah, I'm about to,
you know what I'm saying?
Grill.
Don't be all out in the streets when it get too late at that time, because,
yeah,
you know,
the
food is out.
I'm
thinking about letting Junior just bust one time.
Oh, just
one time. That's what I feel like. Because every time I've ever done it, it's always been over somebody else's house. I ain't had a chance to do it at my place with my stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all doing
what
y'all.
I just want to let them get one. You know what I'm saying?
Let them get one shot in.
Yeah. But y'all, just be safe, y'all. Just be safe. And we're going to start off the new year with a bang.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to read two last comments. And then read two, two last comments. I'm gonna shut it down. Cause D and Dana, they go Eddie's. He put on there Neanderthals, and then D wrote. But in the end, it all ends the same. LOL, sister. I'm gonna tell you what that joke was. Think during the summer, Dana was on our show and D was on there talking. She said, "Ask him, is he in the bed with a white woman?" And he said, "Well, I'll put it like this: when you're done doing what you're doing, what color is it?" man. So hey, shout out to everybody that called in, everybody that contributed. Music Man Speaks, Mad, my boy John, co-host John. Shout out to everybody, man. I don't have too much to say, but tomorrow if y'all ain't doing nothing, 6 p.m. check me out tomorrow. I'll be on Rock Truth podcast, Rock Truth Radio podcast. I'll be an MC tomorrow for a show that they having. It's a conference, New Year conference, and they got me as the MC. Hey, we're going to have a ball. We've been practicing this week, too. Been doing run-throughs, and we're going to have a ball doing this. It's going to be great. Yeah, they asked me to be the MC, so we're going to have a ball tomorrow. But without further ado, everybody, please be safe tonight. Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing that's going to get you shot up or get you put in jail. You know what I'm saying? Be safe. And everything that you're doing tonight, if you're going out drinking, make sure you eat. You got to eat before you drink. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out. Because if not, you know, especially don't get behind that wheel driving and drunk, because you can kill somebody or you can get killed. So, you know, please be safe. Please be safe, everybody. But without further ado, hey, love everybody, and we'll see you next year. Peace. G.I.B., shout out.